Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Welcome to the Reconsider Halloween Show. What you're about to hear is a true story.
The year is 1983.
Tensions between NATO and the Soviet Union are near historic highs.
The USSR had just deployed a big pile of nuclear warheads facing west.
NATO responded by repeatedly flying bomber squadrons towards Soviet airspace, and then turning back at the last minute, sometimes multiple times per week, to keep the Soviets on their heels.
With east and west wound up like springs and over 100,000 nuclear warheads pointed at each other with hair triggers, the day of September 1st set off a cascade that brought mankind within a breath of total annihilation.
Dozens of American bomber wings buzzed the edges of Soviet airspace. Twitchy and exhausted radar operator saw one bomber-sized plane cross the line. In order to preserve airspace integrity, the Soviets shot that plane down.
Too bad it wasn't a bomber. It was, in fact, Korean Air Flight 007, and 269 civilians were killed, including United States Congressman Larry McDonald. The U.S. responded by deploying 108 Pershing II nuclear warheads into Western Europe, pointed at the Eastern Bloc, and both sides knew the Soviets couldn't combat the Pershing's advanced targeting systems.
Where on the other hand, President Reagan had ordered accelerated research to improve the United States' anti-ICBM shield, massively increasing U.S. defensive capabilities. Everyone in the Soviet Union was absolutely convinced that the U.S. was preparing for a possible first strike.
September 26th, 34 days to Halloween, and 1 minute to Armageddon.
Lieutenant Colonel Stanislav Petrov was the officer on duty at Bunker S-15 near Moscow, the command center of Soviet early warning satellites.
He hadn't gotten a full night's sleep since Korean Air Flight 007 went down.
His job in that bunker was to watch and wait.
Until, of course, the early warning system picked up incoming NATO nuclear missiles. Then, his job was to inform his superiors so that they could retaliate.
Now, the doctrine of mutually assured destruction was meant to be such a massive deterrent as to never need to be used. At least that was the idea. Nobody in their right minds would fire at a country that was on a hair trigger to throw tens of thousands of nuclear warheads at you.
So it was a great idea. Until, of course, someone launched a nuke. It's an accelerating cascade like dominoes. Once the first domino falls, the others are automatically pushed until a few thousand such dominoes fall on buttons that launch nukes.
So just after midnight, Petrov saw a blinking light.
An ICBM coming in from the United States. It had the height. It had the trajectory, and it had the speed.
Petrov's hand hovered over that big red phone. His ensigns looked up at him with wild eyes and their hearts jackhammering in their chests. Would he make the call that ended the world? Or would he disobey orders and let the Soviet Union be destroyed without retaliation?
He hesitated, and then dropped his hand. "It is error," he said. "Americans would not shoot only one missile. They would attack with thousands."
It had been a false alarm.
His staff sighed, took a haggard breath, their sweat becoming icy as their blood cooled. But just a moment later...
"Sir, 4 new targets!"
Petrov, who just recovered from the last moment on knife's edge, felt a hot shock up his spine as he saw 4 more points appear on the radar. 4, but 4, it still didn't make sense. Surely, the system was malfunctioning. It was new, it was unreliable, and the U.S. would launch a first strike. They would have to, with thousands of warheads, right?
But was it falsely reporting nothing? Or was it missing hundreds of other missiles? Had the Americans finally decided to pound the Soviets into the dirt for good? If he made the call and he was wrong, he'd start World War III and doom them all. If he didn't call and he was wrong, the Americans would get away with the murder of perhaps hundreds of millions of people. Petrov had 5 excruciatingly long minutes to play over and over in his mind the highest stakes game of chicken that the world has ever set up.
"Do not report until ground radar confirmation."
"But sir, then it will be too late."
"I know."
"Sir, no ground radar detection."
They had stared down the terrible red horse, and they had not flinched. The clock to Armageddon had ticked back in time by a minute or two.
Petrov knew he would have to answer for disobeying his orders. He didn't call Communist High Command, after all. But he, his family, and in fact, all mankind, would be around to deal with the consequences later.
An investigation later found that the satellites were indeed malfunctioning, reporting very oddly reflected sunlight from the ground as missiles. Petrov's gut call against orders and against the signals of a billion-dollar satellite system brought us back from the brink of Armageddon.
Petrov was later awarded with the Dresden Prize and twice awarded the World Citizen Award for his work. Soviets ended up not punishing him, and probably quietly actually thanked him.
And he's still alive, by the way. So you can write him a nice letter thanking him for making sure mankind wasn't totally wiped out.
So, friends, listeners, that does it for our Halloween special. As always, don't let the satellites do the thinking for you. Pause and reconsider before wiping out all of mankind. This is Xander, signing off.
And this is Eric, ghosting out. Happy Halloween!
Boo.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.